C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, November 11th. I'm Trinanery for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. Big medical bills can be hard to pay for, and that can also include dental expenses. Dental insurance is available, but may not cover the full cost.
So dental insurance isn't really insurance. It's kind of just more of like a prepaid benefit. It's a discount. That's basically what you're paying for.
So how can you cover the cost of those pricey dental procedures? We'll talk with our banking and consumer finance reporter, Orla McCaffrey, about some financing options that are available and the risks that come with them. That's after the break.
C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Millions of Americans are skipping the dentist. It's not necessarily because they're scared of those sharp tools, but because of the potential for getting hit with a pricey bill. Even some people who have dental insurance are digging into their savings or taking out personal loans to pay for dental care. WSJ Banking and Consumer Finance reporter Orla McCaffrey is here to explain why that is and some financing options that are available. Hi, Orla. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Orla, can you break this down for us? If people have dental insurance already, why can't they afford dental care costs?
Right. So dental insurance isn't really insurance. It's kind of just more of like a prepaid benefit. It's a discount. That's basically what you're paying for. And that's because dental plans have caps on how much they will cover. So it's $1,000 or $2,000 a year. And I think we all know that dental work often costs more than that. So you can't really think of dental insurance the same way you think of medical insurance.
And you've spoken with some people who are looking for ways of paying for dental care, and they found a potential financial solution. What can you tell us about that?
One of the people I spoke to was Linda Stoltz, who is from Northern California. She's 72, and she actually does have some dental benefits under Medicare Advantage, but she wasn't able to find anyone near her that would take those benefits, any dentists. So she found Care Credit, which is a company that, you know, basically lends people money to get dental work done, to cover medical expenses, to cover vet bills. And if they can pay it off in a given amount of time, 6, 12, 24 months, and they don't pay any interest. If they can't, then they pay a pretty high APR, about 27% in Linda's case. So that's the option she went with because she had no other way to afford dental work. And that seems like it's an option more Americans will have to consider because insurance just doesn't cover things.
Now, if this wasn't an option, how was Linda going to pay for that dental work?
If she hadn't found out about Care Credit, she initially found out about it. She was taking her cat to the vet. If she hadn't done it, she was considering selling household items. She told me she might go and try to find, you know, a part-time job that she's able to do, just anything to kind of increase her cash flow so she could afford, you know, this treatment, which was a crown that would cost $1,100.
Yeah, so more than a little money. So I'm wondering, why are lenders getting more interested in offering this kind of financing?
So lenders really see an opportunity in the healthcare space, specifically dentistry, anything medical related, and any cost that people deem critical. Like nobody's going to, you know, not try and do whatever they can for a pet at the vet. So those bills are often really high and people usually have to borrow money in some cases to afford those. So lenders are getting into the space and offering installment loans via buy now, pay later. It's a more popular form of financing where, you know, you take out a loan and pay a certain amount over a period. Yeah, so it's just a space that's attracting a lot of interest right now from companies who recognize the opportunity in these costs that people can't afford and who are trying to make money by financing these purchases.
Can you get into the specifics of how these loans work?
For Care Credit, for example, you get a line of credit for, let's say, $1,500, and the amount of dental work you need is $1,000. So you charge the credit card, you know, use it at your provider, at your dentist, and then you have a 12-month period where you make payments each month. And if you pay off the $1,000 by the end of the 12 months, you're good. You're in the clear. You basically borrowed the money at no cost, right? Because you weren't charged interest that whole period. If you are not able to pay it off by the end of the 12 months, then that period actually wasn't interest-free and it operates as if you had been using a credit card, right? So whatever amount you hadn't paid off after the first month, you're paying whatever the APR is, let's say 27% on that amount. And the second month is your unpaid balance plus interest from the month before. So it really can add up quickly. And that's how companies make money, right? Because they know that a certain segment of people they lend to aren't going to be able to pay the money off. So they will incur a greater balance.
So it seems like for consumers, there are some definite potential benefits, but also some real financial risks, right?
Well, for consumers, if you can pay it off within, you know, a given amount of time, then it's a great option. But if, you know, if your cash flow is already tight and you don't think it's in your budget to make these payments every month and make sure you have the entire amount paid off by the end of the 6, 12, 18 months, then it's a very risky financial decision, right? Because you're going to be paying so much more for that $1,000, for borrowing that $1,000. You could end up paying $1,500, $2,000, $3,000, right? Just because you borrowed this money. So it's really kind of just two extremes. It's either you borrow the money for free, basically, right? Because you pay off the money within time, or you end up paying really astronomical interest rates.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal banking and consumer finance reporter Orla McCaffrey. Orla, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Trinina Reed for the Wall Street Journal.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.